time to make our way through the email bag. Last week, NPR's Mara Liasson followed the Kerry Edwards campaign through the Midwest. Scott Gregory of Kansas City took exception to the characterization of crowd reaction as mixed, and especially the implication that Senators Kerry and Edwards stopped in Kansas City only to get on a train headed west. Huh? Asked Mr. Gregory. What about the 20,000 wildly enthusiastic supporters in Kansas City? It's the largest crowd of the campaign, the largest in KC in the last 30 years, and Mara Liasson reports that the candidates merely returned to Kansas City and got on the train? Mr. Gregory also corrected our pronunciation. We thought it was Missouri or Missouri, depending on whether you were in the east or west of the state, but Mr. Gregory says it's more big city versus outstate. Our investigations say that some experts place the Missouri pronunciation in the Ozarks, which would make it a north-south split. In any case, the late linguist Donald Lance, who researched the issue, said that young Missourians overwhelmingly favor Missouri and that Missouri won't be around much longer. We spoke last week with Seattle Police Chief Gil Kurlikowski about heightened states of alert. He mentioned a recent Seattle case in which police questioned a student who was taking pictures at the Ballard Locks.
Someone called 911. The officers handled it very professionally, identified the individual, spoke briefly to him, and put an end to the matter.
Ian Spears of Seattle was that individual. He writes, I was singled out and surrounded by 8 armed men with badges, was photographed against my will, was told I had broken the law by photographing a tourist attraction, and was instructed not to return without first clearing it with Homeland Security. When I asked the policeman about obtaining a copy of their report on this incident, they replied that they didn't have to file a report if they didn't want to. Chief Kurlikowski, how dare you try to pass off this blatant abuse of police authority as professional? And Merrick Wallace of Westfield, New Jersey, wrote in after hearing our item on Serbia and Montenegro's movement to change its national anthem. He says, as a Polish-American, I was somewhat astonished to hear the Polish national anthem announced as Troubled Montenegro's anthem on your show August 7. Good story, wrong anthem. Mr. Wallace, Hayes Sloveni actually borrowed the same basic melody of Mazurek Dubrovskiego, which is, of course, the national anthem of Poland, and it remains the anthem of Serbia-Montenegro. This week, the government couldn't muster enough votes to replace it. You can reach us at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you're writing from and how to say your name.